Big. Come on, give it up big. Come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out. Thank you so much. So first of all, I wanted to thank everybody that has given and prayed for me for this mission to Egypt. Just in missions alone, we could not do that on our own. So I thank you, and I know from the mission team, we thank you. So first, I want to go to a scripture. So go to that first scripture. In Philippians 1:6, because I want to read this scripture. Oh, sorry. I'm glad we're a laughing crew in here. I wanted to read this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, and then we'll jump into Egypt. So Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So I want you to just think about that. And you can keep that right there, Jeremy. So before I jump into anything, I just want to let you know a little bit about myself. I am Pauly Lamandola, and I was raised in Leroy, New York. And I've only been a Christian for 5 years. Since 2011, I gave my heart to the Lord. But before that, I was wandering through the wilderness. I was just lost. I was a lost sheep. And before God even got a hold of me, I partied. I explored with drugs. And I used to sit in bars, drink like a fish. And I got high a lot. And then one day, somebody planted a seed, and I started to grow. And God started to take my attention off of myself. So as I got, I came to church, this church, and I gave my heart to the Lord, things started to really change for a drastic move. I didn't know what I was into. As I was sitting here one day, it was crazy. World Mission Alliance came in, and I remember the Lord just pressing on me to go to a mission trip. Now, I never, ever liked traveling, and people that know me, I would never fly, just would never get out of my comfort zone. So I remember them very well. As I sat out there, and I just felt the Lord just pressing on my heart. Now, I really didn't know too much about feeling anything about the Lord, but I just felt him saying something about India. I was like, and they kept talking. It was the first time we ever met Chuck and Helen Todd, which are awesome people. That's who I went to Egypt with. That's who we go on missions with. And it was the first time they were here. It was in 2013. And I remember just sitting there, and I just felt the Lord pressing on India. So I got home, I started praying, and I looked at the pamphlet, and Nepal was there. And I was like, huh, Nepal sits right next to India. It sits next to China. And at that day, I decided, you know what, if the creator of the universe is going to call me out and ask me to do work in Nepal, I would be honored. I remember getting on my hands and knees, crying like a baby. Like, I just couldn't believe it, you know. Why would God call me broken, drugged, alcohol? Why is he calling me? Why? Because he uses people like us to bring him closer to him. And if we're willing, God is able. We have to be willing. And not only that, and remember this, it's not about me. This is not about me. It's all about God. All the glory goes to God. I'm just an empty box. God is filling me with his power to touch your heart. And I just tell you that it's that story changed my life. 33 hours, planes, layovers to Nepal, Kathmandu. It was crazy. And then that's where my fire began. And that was 2013. My fire began for God. I saw healings there. God opened my eyes in a whole new dimension. And I'll tell you what, when you go on a mission trip, it's on a date with God. And that's what Chuck Todd always says. It's a true date with God. He brings you through elements every step of the way. A lot of you people, I know the Lord has already tugged on your heart to do something. It might be a mission trip. It might be to serve here in church. It might be something more than what you're doing. And all you got to do is step out of that boat. Step on water. Face the Lord. Jesus, what do you want me to do? He wants everybody here to do something. He puts it on our hearts. You might be the singer. You might be up there in the sound booth. You might be over here like me, honored. But he wants you to do something. He's always going to put it on your heart. It's up to you to take that step, to open that chapter. The blessing comes when you take that step towards Jesus. That's when the blessings come. So, and before I even get started, I want to just back up 1 year. I had cancer, third stage colon cancer. And talk about a journey. We won't even get into that. But between doctors and God, he saved me. He brought me out of that journey. But the whole thing, again, was faith, stepping out of the boat, and trusting him. And that's what it's all about, to walk as a Christian. Faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. We walk by faith and not by sight. So, let's go to the next slide there, buddy. And this is Mark 16:15. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." What does that mean? It doesn't just mean overseas. It means Batavia. It means Leroy. It means Akron. It means Buffalo. It means anywhere where you are is a mission trip. You don't have to go overseas. But wherever you are, preach the good news of the Lord, because he is coming. And we want to tell as many people as possible. And again, he will use you if you're willing. If you're willing, he's able. So that's where God has brought me to this point. First, I went to Nepal. Then I went to Ireland. And that was a great trip. Learned a lot there. Learned a lot. What did I learn? Well, I got rejected a lot. I mean a lot. And I learned that that was okay. That was fine. Then the Lord called me in the States to the LA Dream Center. I preached on Skid Row, and that was awesome. And then Egypt. I come back from LA. I'm like, I wanted to go to China. God says, no, Egypt. I'm like, Egypt? What's in Egypt besides camels and the pyramids? Are you kidding me right now? Egypt. And he just, confirmation after confirmation, Egypt. And I was like, all right, Egypt it goes. What are we going to do? We'll go to Egypt. All right. So I went to Egypt. And that's another long flight. I think it was 2 8-hour flights there by myself. Again, stepping into faith, God literally every leg, everywhere I went, the door was open for me to get to Egypt. So go ahead and show the next slide there. That's us in Egypt. There was a team of 19 people. 19 people God called, put it on their hearts. He knew every single one. He knew that 19 of us would be in unity. And on a mission team, you have to have unity. If you don't have unity, you got nothing. Every team. Good job. So anyway, here we are in Egypt, and there we are worshiping. And now their language is Arabic. And I'll tell you what, talk about night and day. Arabic. Are you kidding me? So anyway, we're up there, we're worshiping. You can go to the next slide. So while we were in Egypt, we did a lot of medical clinics. And I got to work alongside with Dr. Richard Bartlett. He's the one in the white. And as you can see, what a man of God. Honored to be next to this man of God. He brought $4,000 worth of medicine to give to the people. And we set up these medical clinics. And through these medical clinics, I saw so many healings. So many people gave their hearts to the Lord. It blew my mind away. You can go on to the next slide. And we dealt with a lot of children. And out of every single person that came through, he had this unique way of bringing somebody to the Lord. He would say to them, "Hey, would you like to hear some good news?" And they would go, "Yeah." Well, God knew you would make a mistake, and he sent his only son to save you from your sins. Would you be interested in receiving a present from the Lord? And they would go, "Yeah." But you have to be able to receive it in your heart. And he had this really unique way of saying it. I know I already messed that up, but we would minister to these people. And then we would lay hands on them. And then at the end, he would give them, you know, some medicine. And then we would give them that prayer. And every single one gave their hearts to the Lord, which is in Egypt unheard of. You can go to the next slide. And there's our team. There's Chuck. There's Lillian, who is one of the contact people. Lillian and Armani ran five different churches, and they represent people of the cross. They're Christians. And I'll tell you what, you got to give these people some credit, because they all have a tattoo of a cross on their wrist or on their thumb. And in Egypt, ISIS is like right there. That's what ISIS looks for, is that mark. The mark of Christ. And I give these guys a lot of credit. They were proud Christians, and they weren't afraid to show people their cross. They showed us their cross. And I thought that was very unique that they did that in Egypt when ISIS is right there. Go to the next one. So in there... We were ministering to five churches. We were given testimonies, encouraging people, just showing them that it's okay to tell other people about Christ, because there was a scare there too. Go ahead. And that's all the medicine that Dr. Bartlett brought. Amazing, like I said, $4,000 worth of medicine. Go ahead. And there's doctor right there, and there's a youngin'. And he just had a heart of gold, this doctor. I was just amazed. I was in the room there, and I would pray to God for healing. And we kept seeing healings. These kids would come in, just a lot of pain going on. And I just felt like the Lord really released them of that. Next. And as you can see, there's a nice story there with that one woman. She came upstairs, could barely walk. This is like amazing. She hobbles upstairs. We pray for her. We had a prayer team. And then that was a nurse or a doctor. And then the guy on the your right would be Errol. He was actually a nurse. And then they would pray, lay oil. And she had a really bad knees and a really bad back. And I could believe it because it's God. And she ended up jumping up and down for joy and running up and down the stairs. I was blown away. It was amazing. And that's God. I mean, God, especially, he'll show you things on these mission trips. He'll show you the power that he has like that. Next. And, there's the doc and a couple of the patients, Lillian, myself. Go ahead. And it's just priceless. These people, they just broke my heart. They live in a rough, it's hard there. It's not like here. It's so hard. And you'll see it when you go, if you ever go to the Middle East especially, is just tough. It breaks your heart. Next. Again, we're another clinic we're doing. We did clinics every day. We ministered for about 8-9 days. And it's just amazing stuff. We broke into teams. We had people going clinics, and then other people were speaking at churches like I am right now. Next. Keep going. Same thing. Keep going. All right. There's a team, 19 people. We had a great hotel, which is, you never know what you're going to get. But we did have a great hotel. Every morning we met for breakfast, and then we met for prayer. We broke bread, prayed to the Lord, and then went on our way. Now, we were not allowed to minister to people in the streets. That was a big no-no. We actually had a police escort, and an undercover cop was with us at all times. So that was, I never felt fear. And the enemy is going to want you to feel fear. And that's why a lot of people don't get out of their comfort zone. When you have fear, you're trapped. You don't want to get stretched. But the only way you're going to get stretched is if you take that step out of the boat. You just got to trust God. Because once you do that, he will unleash the blessings over your life. Next. That's the tattoo. Actually, half of us got a tattoo like that. But that's what they had on their wrist. And I'm telling you, I give them all the courage in the world. ISIS is right there. I mean, it's not like here. They're there for sure. Go ahead. It's just a street view. We're going to run into some. This is where very dusty there just because of the sand and stuff. So everybody's got their cars covered. Go on. Keep going. Just keep pushing just to give people. So, incredible experience. It's an experience of a lifetime. I kept the whole time, why are we going to Egypt? And when I got there, that's the Nile River right there. I had lunch on that river twice. I kept I kept, why are we in Egypt? Well, I knew why we were in Egypt, to encourage them, to encourage the Christians to reach the people, because we couldn't reach the people, but they could. They could reach the people. And this guy's on a bike. That the bread was all over the place. Keep going. Oh, hold on right there. That is a mountain. And I don't know if it's in the Bible, but they said the mountain God moved. There's a story behind that mountain. This mountain is huge, and these people prayed, and it moved. It moved miles and miles away. We went and visited that mountain, but I don't think it's in the Bible. I really don't. But there's a lot of stories that God did that's not in the Bible. Keep going. Just run them. Homeless people. I didn't see a lot of homeless people. Oh, right there. That's how you would actually, if that's a chicken, and that's how they sold their chickens. I mean, we ate a lot of chicken, and it was fresh. Oh, it was fresh. They had a lot of these orange. We couldn't go. They didn't let us walk around, which I was kind of bummed about, but that's okay. Keep going. Keep running until you get to the pyramids. Yeah, they're up. All right. There's me in the pyramids, and there's a great story here. These things are huge. I guess it took them 400 years with their bulldozers and cranes. I'm just kidding. Right there is me in the dock. As you can see, them rocks are just monstrous. But when I there's Moses. I was on that camel. And when I got there, I asked God. I said, Lord, send me one person. I want to bring somebody to you, Lord. And I knew I wasn't supposed to do this, but I asked the Lord, bless me that way. So after we got done doing the camel ride and looking at the pyramids, this guy, me and my buddy were walking around, we're just about done, and this camel jockey, big dude, 8 feet tall, he's chasing us. He's chasing us all over the place. He was persistent. I was running away. Oh, let's come over here. I had this turban on, just as a joke, and he wanted to fix it, and he was persistent. Finally, I'm like, fine, just fix my turban. I don't care. So he gets off his camel. He can actually speak English, which is, you know, I couldn't even believe it. And he fixes my turban, and he goes, well, can you give me some money? Because that's their big thing, is they want money. And I was like, figures. And I said, you know what? Right then, right there, I just knew this was God's work. I said, I will give you something better than money. How about eternity for life? Have you ever heard of Jesus? He had no clue who Jesus was. I gave him a little lesson of Jesus, and then he gave his heart to the Lord right in front of that pyramid. Now that's an amen. So run it. Oh, and right here I got a little video and just enough time. Play it.
Well, here we are in Egypt, riding a camel. My camel's name is Moses. Of course it is. And there's the,
almost fell off.
As you see, the pyramids. And my team, warriors. Watch your step, Moses, because that would really stink.
camel's name's Moses.
Moses.
Have a nice time.
Is it a good time?
Good. I work with other camel, big camel. You have a book, you have a name, it's Bob Marley.
Oh. Sweet.
I work and drag with the camel and the footing. I work my best.
There you go. I was going to bring the camel here, but, you know, I don't think the aisle was big enough. But anyway, that's what happens when you step out of your comfort zone and just do the will for God, the will of God. I'm just so thankful for where he's brought me to here. I would never be that person, first of all, especially when I gave my heart to the Lord, and he just had a bigger purpose for me than just doing drugs and alcohol. And I couldn't be any happier. I wouldn't change my life for nothing. I know that he has more for me. I am excited. Every day's an adventure. Walking with God, he's right there, but you just got to listen to him and you got to step out in faith. He will change your life. And what a great, great God we serve, right? Amen.
Thank you. Awesome, Paulie. Come on, can you give him another? Whoa.